It's time to head to another of the valley's hot corners, places with a lot going on. But before we leave, let's meet our tour guide.
I'm Gwen Ashley Walters, and I'm a food writer for Phoenix Magazine.
And where are we today?
We are sitting on the patio at America's Taco Shop on 7th Street, just north of McDowell.
Fortunately, in the shade.
This is kind of the Coronado neighborhood, and 7th Street is really the, I guess, the western border of that. And from McDowell all the way up to Thomas is really the stretch that we're talking about today, although there are two new restaurants that opened up a little bit north of there.
So what are some of the highlights for you in this neighborhood?
Well, we're sitting at one. America's Taco Shop is amazing carne asada. You know, one of the things that's interesting about the street, and it's very walkable, although it is a busy street, 7th Street, you can see the cars going back, but it's quite walkable. But there's like a little row of these bungalow houses, and that's what America's Taco Shop is in, like California style, built in probably the 20s maybe, I would guess, 30s.
Yeah, certainly older looking buildings.
Yeah, but they have such a charm to them, and I really like that. So we've got America's Taco right here, and then just a little bit north it used to be Coronado Cafe, and now Michael O'Dowd, who was the chef at Kai, bought it and has turned it into Urban Vine.
You mentioned there are a couple of restaurants that open just a little bit further north of this particular area. What are those?
So Thomas is the border of this Coronado neighborhood, but just go up a little bit further to Osborne, and there's a place called Gadzooks. It's enchiladas and soup. It was opened by a 25-year-old a couple years ago in 2012. And then catty corner across the street from him is Taco Guild. And that is built in an old Methodist church. The structure is so amazing. It still has the stained glass windows. It looks like the church from the outside and also on the inside.
Does it help to sort of create a neighborhood feel when you have buildings that don't just look like sort of pad restaurants? You have bungalows, you have an old church, things like that.
Well, I do think they took advantage of that here on this little strip here. There's so many little old houses, and I don't know, what, 10 years ago it was just kind of blight looking. So now it looks like it's got character, and it's charming to walk up and down and see these old houses turned into restaurants.
So as you mentioned, 7th Street's a pretty busy street, obviously.
Very.
A main thoroughfare in Phoenix. Who is coming to these restaurants? Who's eating here?
Well, I think there's a mix of people, but, you know, right behind us to the east is that whole Coronado neighborhood, which is filled with families and young professionals. I think they're walking here, and I think, well, people like me, foodies, I'll drive anywhere for good food, right? And I will definitely, there's so many places along this strip right here that are really tasty. There's Rice Paper, which is Vietnamese, and also in an old bungalow up there. There's the Main Ingredient.
For how long has this been sort of a hot corner in your mind?
Let's see. I really think, well, the Main Ingredient used to be called Lisa G's, and she opened in 2006, and I think she probably started the revolution here. But again, America's Taco Shop probably opened in 2008. So right at the end of 2008 is when things started picking up here a little bit, and it's just kind of continued on. Slowly.
So right around the time the economy crashed.
Right, yeah. It's always good to open a restaurant when the economy
Timing
crashes.
Is everything, right?
That's right. I know. But you know what? When you open a restaurant that's got great food, it doesn't matter, you know? And well, again, it's at the price point, right?
Well, so are the other restaurants at similar price points? I mean, America's Taco Shop is not overly expensive. I mean, are the other restaurants on this strip kind of the same price?
I would say they're affordable. Yes, they're all affordable. A little bit, maybe a little higher at a couple of them, but in general, no, they're at that very reasonable price point where a whole family of four could eat here for, you know, less than $50.
And I would imagine in a neighborhood, that's got to be important, right? You have
it
to be
is.
Able to have people who live in your
right.
neighborhood afford to eat at your restaurant.
Exactly.
Would you imagine that there will be more restaurants opening in this neighborhood?
Well, I do. I think there's, if you drive up and down or walk up and down, you can see that there are still some empty pockets, and maybe some people are looking at them or thinking that, hey, I could turn that in and live off that synergy that happens when you put restaurant after restaurant after restaurant.
Gwen Ashley Walters is a food writer for Phoenix Magazine. We met on 7th Street just north of McDowell in Phoenix.